Chris and Kira.
2FM.
Brian, it's good to have you here.
Thank you.
And I'm glad you're here with us to do the show tonight. I'm glad you're joining us for the big show. I'm very excited by it.
I'm so excited.
I'm glad we're all in the same room and we've gotten together to do this.
And we are all nude.
No, we're not, boys.
We're fully nude.
We're not fully nude. Mm. That is not happening.
Me and Brian are very comfortable with our nude bodies, our nude, lean, supple bodies. And we're here tonight because Brian comes in every Wednesday, and I love this because it's very cool. Brian gets to go to all of the film premieres, literally months sometimes, before the films are anywhere near being in the cinema. Brian has already seen them. He can give us the inside track. He can tell us what's going on, whether we should be seeing them, whether we should be avoiding them, all of that kind of stuff. Brian always has it sewn up, of course. He's the film editor with entertainment.ie, the film editor with, of course, entertainment.ie. Check it out. It is wonderful. And he's on Twitter. His Twitter is at Brian M. Lloyd, at Brian M. Lloyd. Can I get an amen on that, please?
Amen.
And he is on, of course, Twitter, doing all of his stuff, and you should give him a follow. He is one of the best Irish people on Twitter. I'm saying it right now. Don't mind your other stuff, whatever, all these other Twitter people. Brian is one of the people where it's at. Well, it's true. So, Brian, you come in every week. You always have film news for us. You've always seen new films that are coming out. What have you seen recently?
The film that I saw this week, you might have seen the posters up for on buses and stuff like that, and our own Donald Gleeson is in it as well. Ex Machina.
Okay. I have heard kind of whisperings of this. You have to explain it all to me. I have no idea what it is, what it's about, nothing.
Okay, Donald Gleeson plays this computer programmer.
First of all, can I just say, Donald Gleeson is everywhere, which is great, by the way.
I'm loving it.
Did you?
I interviewed him last week.
Is he lovely?
He's really, really nice.
Oh.
He's so lovely. He's beautiful hair as well.
Does he?
He has really... the guy with the kind of red frizzy hair?
Yeah. No. He's like that really like windswept kind of like, like really just blown back kind of
hair.
Does
one of the Gleasons have red frizzy hair?
Yeah, that's the other one.
Oh, sorry.
Brian Gleeson.
Apologies.
What's his name?
Brian Gleeson. It's like Brian Gleeson, but he pronounces it Brian.
Oh, right. There you go. Are you Brian M. Lloyd?
Well, that's something. When you look at his spelling of it, it's like spelled like Brian, like normal people.
But it's Brian.
It's Brian.
Hey, look. I mean,
I don't get it.
Potato.
You should be Brian
Saint
Lloyd.
Tell me more about Donald Gleeson. Is he single?
I don't know.
Why didn't you ask him, Brian?
I don't know.
Guys don't get asked, are they single or in their relationship? You know?
And you know what? You're absolutely dead right.
Because we're not defined by who we're going out with. It's great. It's really cool, in fairness. how is the film, anyway?
Yeah, it's okay, right. It's set in the future, and Donald Gleeson plays this computer programmer, and he's brought to this company retreat with his boss, who's Oscar Isaac. He's that guy who was in, he's in Star Wars The Force Awakens. He was in Drive. He's going to be huge this year. Like, this is like
His year, exactly.
And he's brought to this company retreat to do what's known as a Turing test on this female robot.
Now,
what a Turing test is, if you don't know, it's basically, it's a test to see if a computer knows that it's a computer, if it's self-aware is what they call it. And as it goes along, it turns out that there's a lot more going on behind the scenes, that the Oscar Isaac character, the guy who actually built the robot, and he's this genius, he's a little bit more sinister than he's letting on and all the rest of it. And there's all sorts of weird stuff going on. So it's a really, really cool idea. It looks amazing.
Yeah, I was going to say, this must be very high production values.
Yeah, it
like,
is.
This
yeah.
must be a multi-million kind of thing.
It's not. No, actually, see, that's the thing. It's actually, it wasn't made for a huge
amount. It looks incredibly slick.
That's what I'm saying. It looks really, really slick and all the rest of it. But I don't think it was made for a huge amount of money. It was actually filmed in a hotel in Norway. If you can believe that.
No way.
Yeah, like
really?
Like the house that your man lives in, it's just like really cool, like grand designs kind of house.
Sure.
But apparently it was actually a hotel, and you can actually stay in the hotel as well.
Oh, wow. So okay, fair enough. Okay, right. Because I thought this was one of these big Hollywood budget things by the size of the production of how it looked.
No, not at all. Because, like, I mean, it's literally just the three characters. Like, it's the robot. She's this model called Alicia Vikander.
But it looks like a human.
Yeah. It's like her face is normal, but her body is all.
Do you
like,
see the robot nude?
You do.
Oh, good.
There's actually tons of nudity in
this. Oh, good.
It's
a nice
Gleeson
one.
Nude.
Kind of, yeah.
Really? Is he topless?
Yeah, he's topless.
Do you see his bottom cheeks?
You do not see his bottom cheeks.
Okay, do you see anything else below?
No. Okay. No, but you do see Oscar Isaac shirtless.
Okay, fair enough. And you see the female robot nude.
Yeah.
Good.
And there's other female robots and they're all nude.
Is it a good movie?
Right, this is the thing nude. About it, okay? It's a really, really interesting idea and it looks absolutely incredible and it's, you know, it's a really, really like interesting subject. The only problem is that you're kind of watching it and it gets a little bit kind of boring. is in, it's not that nothing happens, it's just that like for the first like hour and a half you're just kind of like, right, okay, I get it, yeah, there's something kind of weird going on, and it just kind of plods along, and then like the last 20 minutes it all kicks off and it all gets really, really exciting and really, really kind of dark and thrillery and all the rest of it. So okay, it's worth a watch, but don't go in expecting to be all like entertained and really kind of upbeat and all the rest of it. It's not like Transformers, obviously, but because it's robots. You know?
Yeah, I know.
But it's worth a watch. It's just, you know, it's very heavy and it's quite adult as well. So you couldn't obviously bring
very cerebral.
Yeah, very cerebral.
I understand. Yeah, we're creating art here.
Donald Gleeson.
He is really, really good in it. Yes. He is, yeah. Like,
is he the lead male in it?
He's the lead male in it, yeah. Him and Oscar Isaac. And like, again, him and Oscar Isaac, the two of them were both in Star Wars The Force Awakens. And, you know, the two of them, like, this is their year. Like, by this time next year, I would say they're going to be on a level with like Leonardo DiCaprio. Like, I mean, genuinely. Like,
that's
gonna,
come on.
No, seriously. Like,
you
like,
mean in terms of notability, name recognition.
Wow. Like, by this time next year, the two of them are going to be household names.
No way. You think that by this time next year, Donald Gleason will be a US household name?
Well, like, I mean, he's
going to
be.
No, I'm not questioning it, but I'm saying,
but like, he's going to be in Star Wars. And, like,
I suppose
that's going to be the biggest film of this year. Like, it genuinely is.
No, you're right. When you're dealing with that, you're dead right. So, most importantly, of course, there is nudity in it. It sounds like it's about an hour 50, just about tolerable.
Just about that, yeah.
Out of 10.
Right, I would
Brian,
give it...
Brian, don't let it cloud you because he's Irish. We love him, but what is the film like?
It's, okay.
I want you to be your usual firm self.
Okay, I would give it 6.5 out of 10. It is worth a watch. If you're anyway into like graphic design, if you're anyway into costume design or, you know, any of the kind of visual aspects of it, it's definitely worth a watch.
Okay.
It's just a little bit heavy and it's a little bit kind of... gets a little bit stale and boring in places.
Okay,
it's worth a watch, but it's
worth
a watch.
I like that. You're honest. That's what we like about you, Brian. That's what everyone likes about
you.
Thank you. Right, so 6.5 out of 10.
Yeah.
I believe this may be the first time you've ever awarded a half point to something.
I think so, Chris.
Yeah, I think
it's
it is.
Good. Like, see, this is it. Like, I mean, it's really, really
you conflicted
really
about not giving it a higher score. Yeah. I understand. Six and a half is decent, absolutely.
It's worth a watch.
Well, look. Let me tell you something. There is also another very important thing that is going on this evening. Every week, friend of the show, Brian, comes in. As you heard, he gives movie reviews. Very detailed, I would say, and very up-to-the-minute movie reviews. I mean, nobody really has seen that film, but Brian M. Lloyd has. And as well as that, Brian sets a little quiz for Kira and I every week, and everyone plays along with this as well and basically abuses Kira and I because we don't get any of the clips. However, the clips are simple. There's three each, three for me, three for Kira. And Brian, what do we have to do?
I need either the name of the film, the name of the character, or the name of the actor or actress in the clip.
All right then, well, let's get down to it. Brian, you're the boss. You get to choose who goes first. Who is going first?
Kira.
Kira's going first. Kira, all right, get ready. You're going to hear your first clip, and hopefully this will be a better week for you than others. Here we go. Kira's first clip.
I didn't kill my wife. I don't care.
Now, Kira.
Can you just play that one more time, please?
I didn't kill my wife! I don't care!
Well, Kira.
I'm going to say that was Harrison Ford in The Fugitive. Because wasn't he on the run for killing his wife? I don't know.
Okay, there you go. Clip number one from Kira. Here you go, Kira. Get ready for clip number two.
I told you I don't want to join your super secret boy band. No. See, I remember you do everything yourself. How's it working out for you? I'm sorry, I don't want to get off on the wrong foot, do I? Look at the patch of the eye. Honestly, I'm a bit hungover. I'm not sure if you're real or if I'm having delirium.
I am very real. I'm the realest person you're ever going to meet.
I think, is that Tim Allen? Is that, I don't know who the actor, other actor is.
Do you want to hear it again?
Yes, please.
I told you I don't want to join your super secret boy band. No. See, I remember you do everything yourself. How's it working out for you? I'm sorry, I don't want to get off on the wrong foot, do I? Look at the patch of the eye.
No.
Yes,
that's Robert Downey Jr.
Okay, and
it's all right, fair enough. Iron Man. And what is?
You know what? It's weird. As I was listening to that clip, I was like, it's amazing the detail that even goes into a film soundscape.
Because
even listening to that, I'm like, oh, wow, that's beautifully stimulating. And all. But anyway, look.
Yeah, no, it's Robert Downey Jr. I'm trying to remember because I watched Iron Man recently. I'm trying to think who the other guy is. But I can't. Anyway, go on, Chris.
Mr. Brown. Mr. White. Mr. Blonde.
I don't care.
Mr. Blue. Mr. Orange. Mr. Pink.
Why am I Mr. Pink?
Because you're all right.
Okay.
What do you think
here? That is Harvey Keitel. That is Steve Buscemi.
Buscemi.
and the movie, I can't think of the name of the movie.
Yo,
but it's got that.
Good God.
Reservoir Dogs.
All right.
Thank God.
Here is my first clip. Kira, a very solid performance, mm-hmm. I think, from Kira this week, but obviously time will tell. Here is my first clip.
Call it. Call it, yes. For what? Just call it. Well,
call it.
We need to know what we're
calling. I need to know what I'm playing for.
Calling it for here. You need to call it. I can't call it for you. Well, it wouldn't be fair.
It wouldn't be fair, Kira. Well, Kira, that's Javier Bardem.
Ooh.
And the film is, I can't even remember. It's that weird film where he's running around drilling people's heads off.
No Country for No Men.
That's it. Yeah. That's a great scene, in fairness. Because he's in the diner there or something.
Yeah, he's in the little shop.
Petrol station. Yes, yeah. Very scary. But anyway, here's clip number two.
Greed, for lack of a better word, is good. Greed is right. Greed works.
I have no idea.
You'll have to give me another try.
Greed, for lack of a better word, is good. Greed is right. Greed works.
I have no idea.
Really?
I don't know. Like Jack Nicholson?
That's a classic.
No, I really don't know. But anyway, look, there we go. Here is clip number three.
Two elderly women are at a Catskill Mountain resort, and one of them says, "Boy, the food at this place is really terrible." The other one says, "Yeah, I know, and such small portions." Well, that's essentially how I feel about life.
That's a very deep line.
Yeah, okay, let me hear that one more time.
Two elderly women are at a Catskill Mountain resort, and one of them says, "Boy, the food at this place is really terrible." The other one says, "Yeah, I know, and such small portions." Well, that's essentially how I feel about life.
The Godfather.
What?
I don't know.
Really?
I don't know either.
Wow.
Man, those were difficult clips for me. Anyway, there you go. Kira, congratulations. A thorough victory for you tonight.
Thank you.
Glad to see you back in the game. You had two very rough weeks, but here you are back on top now. And who knows how next week will go. So, Brian, every week you also have a tiebreaker for us, just for the fun of it. You know what I mean? So let me play this for you. It would have been a musical round had there been any, you know, tie situation with Kira and I. There wasn't, but let's have a listen anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I know the song.
It's the Cardigans Love Film.
What film was it from, though?
Is this from a big film, is it?
Yeah.
From the noughties?
Would have been 90s, wouldn't
90s.
It? Yeah. I like this.
Really?
I'm going to say, obviously it's like a love film.
Yeah.
Ten Things I Hate About You?
No.
Caligula?
No.
Paul Blart Mall Cop? A man is surely deserving. The Lego Movie?
No.
The Lion King?
No.
Dirty Dancing?
No.
The Shawshank Redemption?
No.
Damn it, I don't actually. What was it, Brian?
Romeo and Juliet.
Ah, well, there you go. I like this part. It kind of breaks Joe.
Yeah. Oh, God, seriously, don't.
Do you not like when me and Brian sing at you?
I'd imagine nobody likes it.
I know of at least five people. All right, well, there we go. That is, of course, that concludes this week's thrilling. That's the part I was waiting for. Yeah. That's the part I like. All right, look, Brian is, of course, on Twitter. His Twitter is at Brian MLLOYD. You can find him on there. He, of course, works as well for entertainment.ie. Entertainment.ie, go online, check it out. And at Brian MLLOYD on Twitter. Brian, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, maybe we'll give that a rest.
Chris and Kira on 2FM.